Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 Four Quarters with Coach Lee. You are rocking it, Four Quarters with Coach Lee, here on Blog Talk Radio continues right here. That's what we're talking about. This is your host with the most, Coach Lee, in the place to be. Hey, I am not at my office at the moment. I'm at my office out somewhere else out in the boonies. So I don't have the luxuries of my wonderful commercials and all that other good stuff, but you know what, I still drop down my sponsors and let you know who they are. But on today's show, quarter number one, we're going to talk about venues, stadiums, the size matter. Quarter number two, we're going to talk about true national championships. Can't we just have one? Quarter number three, we're going to talk about some new teams. There's a couple of teams that have come about on the, I know on the WFA website, and there's a couple of new teams that are on the rise. And, you know, maybe I'll talk about a little bit of that. And, you know, in the fourth quarter, we always end it like we always do it. We got camp updates and also a hot topic on the meme board. So, you know what, we're going to kick this bad boy off. We're going to drop a quick, you know, PSA, public service announcement for our sponsors. We got Enterprise. Why? Because they'll pick you up. And we got our boys, Adidas, you know what, with no shoestrings in them. You didn't know how to win them. But you know what? Hey, Adidas is supporting women's sports. Did you notice that they are involved with the NBA this year? Like I said, yo, Adidas is in it to win it, but you got to be in it to get this stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Let them know that women's football fans, players, and coaches and owners are feeling Adidas. But anyway, let's kick this bad boy off like we always do this. And there's the ball. It's deep, 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 deep in the end zone, just like we teach the kickers all the time on how to kick it. You know, make them have to, you know, either run out the end zone or start at the 20-yard line, because it ain't likely they're going to drive 80 yards on you. So, hey, stop them inside the 20. But anyway, let's go ahead and start off with quarter number one. Quarter number one, we're talking about venues, football fields. Does size matter? Wow, that was emailed to me just the other day as one of the hot topics to, you know, talk about. And, you know, for me, it's like this. A good venue is a great venue as long as there's a 100-yard football field with 10-yard end zones attached to it, 53.5 yards wide with two goalposts. You know, the bottom line is the football game is played on the field. Of course, We would like to have, you know, the nice field turf. But, you know, natural grass is always good, you know, cut down on the injuries. But as far as the stadium is concerned, you know, if I'm playing in a 25,000-seat venue and I'm averaging 500 people, then that ain't a good venue. You know, I got to put it in the old ways of when I was a club promoter. You know, we would start off in small clubs, you know, that average, you know, that hold legally 250, 300 people and pack 500 people in that bad boy. The club, you know, was jumping. And that's what you want your stands to be. You want your stands to be jumping. Like, it was the place to be. It was a place that, you know, was like no other. You know, you don't want a half-empty venue. You know, just because it's bigger don't necessarily mean it's better. You know, I think the visiting team actually get the kick out of the big venue. Wow, they play in this big venue. But dang, they only got 200 people in this bad boy. They must not be any good or something. Nobody want to come see them. You know, but the question came about because, you know, there's some teams out there that are caught up in, you know, the size of their venue. You know, we got this venue and it holds 10,000, 20,000, 50,000 people. You know, and that's great. But if you ain't filling up them seats, baby, it ain't doing you no good. There's no need to pay $25,000, $40,000 a night or even $5,000, $10,000 a night if you can't make that money back. So, again, as an owner of a team, I would say size does not matter. It's all about cost. It's all about being effective. It's about being smart on how you spend your funds. You know, of course, bigger is good if you can fill that bad boy because every seat is money. And that's what it takes to run your team is money. But if you're just paying $5,000 a night, $10,000 a night just to have the luxury of a big, big stadium, then honestly, that's just a waste. Unless you got sponsors that are willing to, you know, fork up the ducats to make it happen. You know, if your sponsors want that, then let it be. But bigger is not necessarily better. You know, we have an intimate stadium here in Vegas. And we have a choice between actually three stadiums. The stadium that we choose to play at holds about a good 700 to 1,000 people. But now they've added new bleachers on the other side because the school moved up to a 4A division instead of being a 2A, I mean 3A division. So they had to put bleachers on the other side. So I'm guesstimating it holds approximately 1,500 to 1,800 now. Which fits us just right because, you know, that's a good size for us. If we make that bad boy half full, then at least we got 800 people in the stands. But, you know, the reality is, I talked about this on my other show, is, you know, for a football team to actually make money, we need to average about 3,500 paying customers to our games to really make this work our time and effort and money in making money back, you know. Breaking even is about 1,500, but making some money is about 2,500 to 3,500 people. So, again, I answer that question. Bigger is not necessarily better. Does size matter? No. As long as it's up to the – as long as you got the home field advantage, meaning if your crowd is loud, you know, they're banging on the bleachers, that the metal bleachers, and they got cans with rocks in them, and they're shaking them up. You know, you can even use plastic bottles and put peas in them or beans in them and shake them up. Make noise makers is what I'm trying to get at. That's the ultimate thing about your football field or your venue. Is can you make enough noise to rattle the visiting team, you know? You got to be able to bring people to the stands. So, again, don't go out there and spend all this money trying to get a 10,000-seat venue if you only going to average 300 to 500 people, okay? It just makes it like crickets. You can hear all the crickets in the stadium if it's that big. You want it to be proactive for your team. You want it to be loud for your team, and you want your fans to enjoy themselves. You know, again, I use that club analogy again. You know, when you're pumping the club up, and you got a venue that holds 1,000 people, and you have 500 people in there, but you still got people sitting in the seats, you know. You got 100 people sitting in the seats. You got another 50 to 100 on the walls, and you only got 200 dancing. That's kind of a bunk club, and that would be like a bunk football game. So, you know, you want that bad boy packed where they can't do nothing but go dance. You want them in the stands so packedly tight, tightly packed, though, you know, that they're having a great time, and they're spilling Coke on each other, and they're sharing popcorn because they're so close together. That's the environment you want. So make an environment that's conducive to your team. Make an environment that's conducive to your advertising dollars. Make an environment that is nice, you know, to your players. And, you know, again, aesthetics are good as far as the looks. You know, it's a semi-pro stadium or it's a college stadium. You know, it has some mystique to it. But that's not going to bring people to the game. Just because you play there don't mean that people are going to come just because you're playing there. So, again, make sure that it's right and tight. And for all the money you got, make sure it's worked within the budget. You know, it got to budget out right. It looks good on the picture. It looks good on the video. You know, now if you got TV, you know, you're getting TV time. You know, I think venue is awesome. You need to make it where it's it looks packed. Good example would be the Pittsburgh Passion. I think they do a hell of a job of filming because they film from the opposite side of the main grandstands, which is the best. Because now you see all the banners, you see the home football team on there. You know, most teams that film from the TV film from the home side. And guess what you see? You see the visiting teams and you see empty bleachers. So when people are watching it on TV, they think that nobody is there. So if you're doing TV, again, have it set up where your home bleachers are being filmed that's in the picture on every play so that people feel that there's people in the stands, that they see people in the stands, that they see the sponsors and banners in the stands. And it's got to be good camera placement. I know I'm getting off the subject a little bit, but again, it still ties into the venue. You know, again, you don't want to be filming and you got empty bleachers, and it's on TV because that's going to be the perception of everybody. Nice stadium, but it's empty. Nice venue, but it's empty. You know, nice game, but nobody goes. It's empty. You don't want that perception. You know, another thing that you can do in your venue is have the preferred seating. I've been to a few games where, you know, you can pretty much sit anywhere. My thing is you need to have some ushers that are working the bleachers and bringing people down to midfield, you know. Pack that middle up, you know. You got some stragglers that's going to be out there, you know. It all depends on what people come in. If they come in from under the bleachers in the middle, then that's where they're going to sit. If they come in on one side, most likely that's where they're going to sit. You know, if the bathrooms are close to that side, that's where they're going to sit. If the snack bar is down there, then that's where they're going to sit. So try to get somebody in the stands that's going to help adjust the fans and where they sit at. You know, you might want to rope some things off, you know, and have special sessions, you know, like a kid-only session where all the kids go and they can act crazy and do all the dancing and stuff. You know, you might want to get a high school band to come or a couple of high school bands. I've seen that in the past. You know, I know that's getting away from the venue thing, but again, you want to pack the house. Make it fun. You know, have premium seats on the 50-yard line where they might have paid an extra dollar. You know, and you might get some cushions, you know. Again, treat them VIP. Make a VIP section, you know. It don't cost much to get those little soft cushions. You might even imprint them with the team names on it, or even get the seats that fold up and they clamp onto the bleachers or the benches, and they have a little backrest. And it costs a little money, but again, upgrade folks, you know. That's some of the things you got to do when you're looking at venues. Look at, you know, where the snack bar is. Look where the bathrooms are. Look where the locker rooms are. You know, I've been to venues where you had to walk a mile and a half to the locker room, and we just said, forget about it. We just do our halftime thing. You know, we warm up, bring all our stuff out with us, and be out on the field at halftime, and then take our bags back up, you know, to shower and stuff. So, again, size matters, and it doesn't matter. It's all about placement of where the amenities are at your venue. And if you have total access to them, that's great. So, again, when you're looking at where you're going to be playing, bigger's not always better. It's always about amenities and being convenient. All right? So, like I said, you know, you're four quarters with Coach Lee. I'm your boy, Coach Lee. I'm your coach, Coach Lee, here on Blog Talk Radio. Uh-oh, I hear somebody on the line. Is that somebody on the line?
What up, big dog?
Oh, man, that sounds like Bartley.
You
is that Bartley?
Only.
Oh, man, what's happening, man? You lucky I ain't got no commercials, man. So, you know, let me get a little pause, my little commercial break. You know, I got to do my little impromptu and throw my sponsors out there, because without them, there's no me. Without me, there's no four quarters of Coach Lee. So give me 1 second and, you know, I'll jump into you, all right?
Please take care of those sponsors.
Yeah, you know I am. I'm going to keep it short, too, because I can do that, you know, because it's all about enterprise. Why? You know the slogan? Coach, you know the slogan? Why
take
your pride?
They get you there, maybe?
Yeah, they get you there. No, they pick you up. They pick
they
you
there,
up. Oh, yeah. You get there, but they pick you up. And then, you know, my German company, you know, Adidas. You know what I'm saying? You know, you grew up in the 80s. You know what this all about.
Do we got to start singing the song? You know, start break dancing, you know, get some Adidas with the fat ladies,
right?
You know?
Definitely. Oh, that was me all day, every day, wearing the shell toes, with no shoestrings in them, you know, and fat laces and all that, the neon color fat laces. Hey, I can get off the subject, but anyway, Adidas, go support them because they support you. Like I said, check out the WNBA. Who's representing for WNBA? Adidas. Who's representing for women's football? Adidas. Don't sleep on it. Coach, what you got for me, baby? What's going on, man? I ain't talked to you in a while.
Well, this is what I got going on. You know, I made an announcement a few weeks ago about dual sports with the traveling team for the women, which I'll be heading up that project, the Tiger Sharks.
Well, right.
I got a new development. We're going to be setting up our tour in Finland.
In Finland, wow.
That want to play the Tiger Sharks in Finland.
Okay.
We're working out the details. We're going to start getting registration costs set up for hotels and then travel, you know, the travel package. So those details are still being formulated. However,
okay.
You know,
talk to me.
We'll be playing against the two top teams out of Finland. You know,
okay.
Women's football, American football itself has gotten, you know, big over in Europe and all those other countries. I know because I play my pro ball there. Well,
okay.
For those of you who don't know, now you're going to know, because Anthony has always been a proponent about taking women's football to another level.
Yes, sir.
And I'm working on a project because I have a team in Finland that wants to import a player to one of their women's teams. They are looking for a quarterback. So in other words, I'm orchestrating the deal where some lucky woman will be the first American woman to get paid to play American football.
Get out of here.
Let me say this again.
Please say it again.
American woman to play and get paid to play American football in Finland.
Man, you working some magic over there, man. I need to come to Cali and see what kind of magic you working up over there. You trying to tell me that they're looking for an American quarterback to come over and play ball, and they're going to pay for their expenses and pay them to play?
They're basically doing it. I mean, it's the same way that it was for me when I played in the German-American League. You know, only difference is I was in the military, so I was already in country. But what they do for a lot of the men now that go overseas to play professional football is, yeah, fly you over. You got a round-trip ticket to and from. You got your room and board paid. You
mm-hmm.
have transportation within the country to practice the games and what have you.
Okay.
And you will be under contract, and you will get paid.
Now, when is their season?
Well, they play during the spring, too.
Is that right?
That is
okay,
correct.
Okay, Well, what can we get more information on this, or how can we keep abreast of what's happening? Are you on your meeting board? Are you going to make announcements on there, or you got a website people we can go to, or a phone number? What's happening? Let the folks know what you got going and how they can find out more information about this.
Well, here's the information. As I get the information, like tonight,
mm-hmm.
I will be posting it up on the meeting board, the Women's Tackle Football Group.meeting.com. Represent.
Okay.
I already have the announcement about the Tiger Sharks. I don't know if people think I'm just BSing, but this is the real deal.
Right.
This is the real deal, okay? So I will be making that announcement. I will also give – also, you can check on our blog spot. That's duo-sports.blogspot.com. I will be
okay.
updating that information on there as well in the comments section. And again,
okay.
you know, as we go along, like I said, I'll be updating the information. And as the owner of the company, Justin McKenzie, as he's working out, getting all our dates and our travel packages taken care of,
yeah.
as I get the information, I'm relaying it to everyone else. And if
okay,
they have
well, you know.
Questions, they can always reach me at headcoach16@yahoo.com. Or they can reach Justin McKenzie at duo_sports@hotmail.com.
Okay.
So
well, you know, I'm supportive of what you do, man. Like I said, man, I know that you're pushing to promote women's football and taking it to the next level, similar to myself. And, you know, we've had some great battles out there, and we're always challenging each other. So, you know, and I'm supportive of your program. And I want to wish you a lot of love and a lot of luck. And if you need some things, man, let me know. And like I said, you know, hey, opportunities across the seas is great for those women who want to go. Opportunities to go over there and get paid, that's even better. So I definitely will make sure that the stuff is updated on the Ning board, and I definitely will make sure that I get your information up on the site. You know, you might even want to start a Tiger Shark group on there to get some players involved in your thing. Because it's open to all women, right?
All women. And I'm like,
okay.
and I will be making that announcement. And again, this is a unique opportunity. I want people to understand, you know, I'm looking out for the best interest of each individual player. And if a player is really serious and committed and they feel that they can do this, I will do whatever I can to help make it happen.
Oh, yeah. I think it would be a great idea if a team could allow one of its top quarterbacks to go overseas to get that experience. I think it would bring a lot of PR to whatever team or whatever league that player is from. I mean, I'm being selfish in this case. I wouldn't want my quarterback right now because I want to win a championship here, but – you know what, if it's for the betterment of football and if that's what she chose to do, then I'll still be behind it, you know.
And I want everyone to think, and if they go back into history, I want people to understand, where did women's professional basketball start off? It started
overseas,
off
overseas. Baby. Yeah, it started off overseas
when,
into the pressure.
Exactly. And when people took notice – caught wind of it over here in the United States, the people that it really mattered to,
mm-hmm.
then they formulated what the WNBA, the WABA, you know, what have you. But
right.
all the women after college, after Division I, Division II, or whatever, when they were done playing basketball, the only place they could go to play professional basketball was overseas. Now women have an option. They can try out for the WNBA. They can go overseas. But the whole idea of it, they have that option. Now women are going to get an option to do the same thing for football. This is just the groundbreaker right here.
Ah, hey, man, you heard it firsthand right here on Four Quarters of Coast League. Like I said, man, we be putting it down here. We be doing what we got to do. You know, like I said, I'm open to all guests who got something to add to this women's wealth of football knowledge, this women's football experience, you know, and I think that's a hell of an experience for those who get chosen and for those who take advantage of it. Like I said, I'm 100% behind it, man. If you're young enough, if you're able enough, I would do it in a heartbeat, you know. I would do it in a heartbeat. But, Coach, I'm going to have to move on with the show, baby. So, again, I'm glad that you called in, and we'll definitely get all that information up, and I want you to make sure you take it easy, and I want to be the first one to get the information again, baby, because, you know, breaking it here on Four Quarters of Coast League is like, you know, it's the stuff. It's
exactly.
The real deal.
Exactly.
It's the real deal. Okay. But I'm going to move on, Coach. Thanks for calling, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks for having me, and I will be in touch.
All righty. That was Coach Bartley. Head coach of the Sharks, Tiger Sharks, the international USA international team. Now, let me correct myself. I don't want to say the USA international team. I want to say the team that will be going overseas to play, because I don't want to misrepresentation of anyone in their program. So, again, it's an international team that will be going to play overseas. He gave you all the info. But, you know, we got to keep it moving and grooving. Like I said, this is Coach Lee, Four Quarters of Coach Lee. I don't mind anybody just coming on in. Hey, I can stop and drop my program if there's an announcement. You know, if somebody want to call in, you can always call in and do your thing. You know where to reach us. You know how to get in touch with us. You know what day we run this show. It's Monday, and each and every Monday. I don't care if it's Monday Night Football. Four Quarters of Coach Lee is the number one sports show for women's football. So, hey, I ain't worried about what's going on in NFL. But you know what? I'm going to drop back down. You know, that was like one of those super timeouts in between, like a player injury or something like that. I mean, I don't want to say it was that bad, you know. But, again, we got to roll with the show, baby. We got to keep it rolling. And what was I adding quarter number two, true national championship? You know, what was the next topic? Can we have one? That was another email discussion topic. You know, like I said, people, hey, I allow you, the fans of women's football, to dictate what my show is all about. All you got to do is drop an email on a topic, and I'll jump on it. You know what I'm saying? So you can always reach me, email me at LasVegasShowgirls@yahoo.com. You can catch me at Women's Football Camp@yahoo.com. Those are the two best ways to catch me. You can always reach me at 702-764-8878. Again, 702-764-8878. Like I said, my ears are always open. I'm always willing to talk about any and everything that's dealing with women's football. So, you know, drop me a line, drop me an email. Hey, maybe your topic will be up next. But again, we're talking about true national championship. Can we have one, folks? 2010 is right around the corner. You know, for the past 2 years, we've had the luxury of having two national championships from the same state. Can we just have one national championship? Where you at, folks? What do you think? What do you know? You know, this is a people's world. What people want is what people get. If we don't want it, then we don't get it. So, you know, I'm sorry I'm trying to stay within the script of the show, and Coach Bartley dropped that bomb on me. You know what I'm saying? He scored a touchdown on me on my defense, and I'm like, ooh, I got to recuperate here. I got to get refocused for the national championship. Oh, well, that'd be so awesome. Could you guys imagine a national championship game broadcast on Fox Sports? Not Fox Network, but Fox Sports, or even ESPN2. There's avenues for us to do that, you guys. I'm talking to sponsors every day. They've asked me the question, how come there's not a national championship? My thing is, would you support it as a sponsor? And, of course, they're going to say, yeah, you know, because they want to be innovative. They want to be the ones that put the sport out there, you know. It could be done, but the people got to want it. The owners got to want it. The players got to want it, you know. I think it'd be an awesome thing. It'd be similar to the comparison is always the NFL. You know what? Our game ain't to the level of the NFL, but it's good to draw experiences from the NFL as a model, as a railroad track, to be able to say this is the direction that we're going. AFL, NFL, the ultimate Super Bowl. It's the number one sports program in the world. Not to say that we will be there, but you got to look at the history of things and notice how it was set up. You know, you got conference champs and you got league champs, you know. Then you got the leagues coming together to make this ultimate Super Bowl. Who is the best? I mean, that's what it's all about, you guys. It's all about who's number one, you know. Think about it. My team USC lost this weekend. I'm crying still. Because of there's no playoffs, you know. There's no playoffs. So every game counts. You got to be undefeated to be considered, you know. But we got a playoff system in women's football. We have championships for each league. Think about it, yo. Think about it. It can be done. It can be done. Do you really want it? It can be done. But you know what? I'm going to end quarter number two just like that. Like I said, Coach Barley dropped that bomb on me, and my defense ain't recovered yet. I got to go back in here and re-strategize and get things rolling. But we're going to take a real short break because I'm going to have to improvise my commercials because I am not at the home studio. I am not at the home office, and I just don't have the right computer to put up the right information so that you can hear my wonderful commercials. So you know what? I just give shout out to both my sponsors. We got Enterprise. Why? Because they picked you up. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they picked you up. Pick Enterprise. Why? Because they picked you up. And then we got Adidas. You know, one of the top athletic companies in the world, Adidas, known for soccer. Getting into women's football, you guys. Wow. But you got to support it. I don't care what sponsor. You got to support that sponsor. Don't complain they ain't there if you ain't using them when they're trying to get in the door. That ain't part of the commercial, but hey, you got to use it. So let's move on, moving on. Halftime, you know, halftime, water break, whatever it is, we going to get it straight. So here we go. Third quarter, moving on. Hey. We got new teams jumping off. That ain't nothing new, but we got new teams popping up from here, there, everywhere, you know. And I'm happy to hear that this team's popping up here and there. And, you know, right now I know here on the West Coast we are looking for more teams. You know, once you pass the state of Texas, actually once you get to the state of Texas and move west, you know, there's not many teams in close distance. And I know I've talked about this in other topics and other shows, but more teams need to sprout up in between those times, in between those areas. And I think people are getting the hang of it. You know, there's some advocates out there who think that the teams should be only in, you know, in the TV markets or in the major cities. And I'm like, bullcrap. If there's a woman who wants to play, if there's women who want to play, and they can put together 25 to 35 players, then damn it, let them start a team. If it's close, then that's fine. They're no further behind than any other team that got 4 or 5 years experience. Because most teams turn over at least 33% of their players every year. So on a team of, let's see, make it easier, make our math easier. If we got a team that only has 33 players, that means 11 of them are retiring or getting hurt or something. So we only got 22 really coming back, a core of 22. So we always reteaching and redoing. So a new team just needs good coaches. And I'm not talking about just coaches. I'm talking about teachers. But there's new teams on the horizon. I know that the WFA has made some announcements and got more announcements to come. And like I said, I don't want to put people out there that may be starting up a new team or maybe going from this league to that league. But I'm going to speak on what's known out there, okay? I know for a fact that we got the New England Nightmare was announced, I think, a week and a half ago. And they will be playing out of New England. And I know they got a couple of workouts or tryouts on September 26th, October 3rd, October 10th, and October 17th from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. out in, Windsor, Connecticut. You know, the coach is Tracy Parker. Coach can be reached at area code 860-922-8556. Email address is park4u2. So that's park4u2@yahoo.com. So, you know, congratulations on the New England Nightmare. Nice little logo there, looking real tough. I know that there was another announcement of the Mid-South Women's Athletic Association, the SOAL. So they call the Mid-South SOAL. That's a pretty cool name. And that's S-O-L. I want to say that's Spanish for son. You know, my Espanol, it ain't the best, but you know what? It's hot. And they can be seen or viewed at www. We ain't got to do World Wide Web no more. Come on, get up to date. Go to MID, M-I-D, South, S-O-U-T-H, Soul, S-O-L.com. Go visit their website, find out what they're doing. You got the Portland Fighting Phillies. Funny story here. Funny story with the Fighting Phillies, you guys. Coach Lynn Lumpley is actually a good friend of my dad's. They were coaching rivals back in the day out in L.A., and we just captain base. And Coach asked me, did I know of a coach named Coach McCall? And I was like, yeah, that's my dad. And he started busting up laughing because they've had some great battles on the field. And they're doing some great things up there in Philly. Well, actually, Philly, ha, 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 in Portland. And they can be reached at area code 503-352-9255. Again, 503-352-9255. I know I talked to Coach Lynn. We call him Coach Lumpley. But he says they're working on their website right now, so it should be up at the end of the month. And with all the information, I know they got started and got approximately 30 to 35 girls out there already. Working out, getting ready for 2010. Who else we got? There's all kind of new teams. New teams here, new teams there. You got the team in Mexico. Forgot the name offhand what their mascot is, but they just started up and they got their first taste of some football at the International Bowl. The prelude to the championship game for the WFA. They played against the New Orleans Blades, and they brought it, you know. Like I said, football is growing worldwide, you guys, for women. I believe it's the fastest, one of the fastest, if not the fastest, women's sport in the mix right now, you know. The bottom line, you know, it is working. Who else we got? We got what? The Panama City Jaguars, based out of, I want to say Panama City, Florida, is where they located at. They'll be joining the WFA this year, and they're having tryouts on, they had tryouts on the 19th of this month, They have them on the 26th. Also on October 10th at the Lynn Haven Sports Complex, Hilltop, and Highway 390. For more information, call area code 850-441-8137. Again, the Panama City Jaguars are up and rolling. Again, a lot of teams on the East Coast. You know, where you at, West Coast team? I know there's a few teams out there. Like I said, I can't make mention of them as of yet, but I am in contact with a few folks. You got the Arizona Assassins that have making their 2010 debut. And I know they just had a meeting on September 12th. The reason why I know, because one of my showgirls was out there. She moved to Arizona, and actually she played 1 year, even though she lives in Arizona. She made out to practice twice a week to practice with us. But she found a home, as she texted me and told me, with the Arizona Assassins. Let me see what I can pull up real quick on them. You want to talk to Lynn, LYNN, at ArizonaAssassins.com. The way to email. Let's see if they have any tryout dates. Here we go. Let me hit this button real quick. They will be having tryout dates actually this Saturday, September 26th from 2 to 4. Then they'll be coming back again on Saturday, November 7th from 2 to 4. I don't have location. It just says email Lynn at ArizonaAssassins.com. Again, you know, all these new teams, hey, the more practices, the merrier. You know, don't have one major tryout. Have multiple workout dates. It's only fair for those who never played football before to come out and learn the game before they can actually try out to be on the team. It also gives your coaches an opportunity to see what they got, you know, to see what type of skill level the women have. And, again, I think it's awesome that we got new teams coming about. Let me see if there's any more teams that I may have missed as of today. I know that the Oklahoma City Lightning are on their way back. They will be back in 2010. And let me see if they got some updates. I'm not saying they're a new team, but they're the new team for WFA. Because they sat out 1 year to reorganize, which is, hey, understanding. But they had a workout on Sunday, September 13th. Let me see if they have anything else lined up for dates and times. But, yeah, like I said, you know, teams are growing. Teams are coming back. I'm glad to see teams come back, because usually when teams drop off the map, yo, it ain't likely they be coming back. You know, they just fall off, and it's hard to get rolling. So I'm happy to see that they've had tryouts and they got interest in teams coming again. That's the KC, the OC. I'm an OC. OK, Oklahoma City. The OC Lightning. I wonder if they give away this Camaro. They got a hot bumblebee-looking Camaro on their website. I might have to buy me one of those. So those are sweet. But anyway, let me see who else I got on here that I might have went over. Again, you got the West Virginia Bruisers. They're gonna be here for 2010. You got the Bay. Let me give them their props too. So let me just make any mentions of what they got. Let me see if I can come across. I guess they had some tryouts on May 21st. I know they had some nice, sweet news piece on them that they've been working out. But I don't see anything current as far as any current dates and stuff. Let's see. We got the Bay Area Bandits will be in 2010. They have tryout dates on September 19th and October 3rd over at Mission High School out in Fremont. 9 a.m., so make sure you visit and take a call for those listeners that's out in the Bay Area, San Francisco area. Hey, be on the lookout. I definitely want to come over that bridge and and play some ball. What else? Like I said, you know, new teams are coming. You know, we got the Empire State Roar are coming back for 2010. Let me see what they got on their page as far as what's going on, what's happening. You know, make your dreams come true. Make your dreams come true. I don't see any times and days. Let me see. Let me check on their events real quick. New events are coming. So they haven't quite updated their site yet to find out what's happening, what's going on. But let me see. Let me go back to the homepage real quick. I'm moving. I'm shaking and baking. Your fourth quarter, Coach Lee, I know I'm just jamming and jabbering, but, you know, I'm just trying to give everybody they just do that made the announcement they're coming back for 2010. But the best way to hit them is Empire Roar, that's EMPIRERoar, at AOL.com, or you can dial 585-217-5771. Again, that's the Empire State Roar, which was a second-place team. I mean, they made it to the championship. No, did they make it to the championship? No, they didn't. They made it to the semis in 2007 when it was in the WPFL. So hopefully they get back on the scene. So we're looking for a football lean from the Empire State Roar. Sandy, hit me, baby. Hit me, Sandy. You know me. You got the Tampa Bay Emeralds. Their site's not up yet. You got the Pacific Warriors. Their website is up. I know that they had a tryout on, I want to say, on the 12th. And actually, they're having their next workout combine, Warrior Combine, on October 17th, 2009, 10 a.m. Location to be announced. If you want to get a hold of them, contact PAC, P-A-C, Warriors, W-A-R-R-I-O-R-S, at yahoo.com. But again, they'll be on the football scene with the combine on October 17th from 10 a.m. to 12:30. Let's see, who else we got? We got the Central Florida Anarchy website's not up yet. And then you got the KC Spartans. Forgot about the KC Spartans. So I think I've rattled off about 10 or 12 teams that are coming about here. I know for the WFA. Again, they'll be having tryouts on October 24th from 9:30 a.m. to 12 noon over at Central High School in Kansas City, Missouri, as I call it, Missouri. So, again, you guys, hey, we got teams coming, and I'm loving it. I think you want to talk to the team representative with the Gabriel Tillman at 816-804-4283, or you can dial 816-668-6444, or you can hit kcspartans at yahoo.com. You know what? I'm going to end this quarter real quick. Went a little overtime, but I just wanted to give a little shout-out to those new teams. Like I said, I know of about 7 to 8 more teams that will be starting up. With league, you know, hey, I don't know as of yet. Well, I do know, but that's not for me to say at this point in time. And I know a couple of teams that are jockeying between leagues, and that's fine, too. And, you know, that's their biz. But the bottom line is, you know, find a home, you know, do your thing, clean it up, paint it, do what you got to do, and then represent when you do announce that you got a home. You know, that's the bottom line. You can always call me here on, you know, on Fourth Quarter with Coach Lee, make your announcement, do what you want to do each and every Monday here on Blog Talk Radio. That was kind of weak, but you know what? That's how it goes. You know, we got 10 more minutes left in this show, 10 more minutes, and we're going to move on to quarter number 4. So put your fours up. Put your fours up. This is where you dominate. This is where you let the other team know, hey, we tired, and we know you tired, but we've been working out. We've been working hard, you know. So for the fourth quarter, we always go to our camp update and meme board. Let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about this. Hey, folks are signing up, and that's great. I think we're doing a great job of promoting the Women's Football Camp and Conference. You can go to womensfootballcamp.com. People are going there. We average probably about 25 to 30 folks a day. Site's been up since September 1st, which has been great. And we're getting a good response. You know, the bottom line is, if you want to be a part of it, you got to sign up. You know, that's the bottom line. We do have limited positions. So I haven't gone to the counter yet to find out how many spots are available, but I will make those announcements next week at the show. Again, first come, first serve. And for those who are planning, hey, get your spot. But the most important part is not only get your spot, but confirm your rooms, you guys. You guys don't understand. Here in Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world, and there's major events going on that particular weekend. The largest largest electronic show in the world is that weekend. And actually, they're going to start promoting that show starting October 1st. So rooms are going to start going up. I did block out a limited number of rooms over at the Rio. We do have rooms over at the Concord Inn. You need to secure those things. The good thing is you ain't got to pay for it all up front as far as the Concord Inn. You just put your name on a list and leave your credit card information, from what I was told. They're not going to run your card, but at least get your room, you guys. You do not want to come to Vegas for 3 or 4 days and not have a room. It stinks. You will stink, it stinks, and it sucks, bottom line. So talk to your teammates, talk to your coaches, talk to your owners, talk to your management. Link up, you know, hook up, you know, share a room, you know, four to a room. It don't matter, just get there. You know, if there's four of you guys from the team, hey, it's 10% discount for signing up. If there's 10 members off the team, I don't care what, you know, if you're a coach, if it's two coaches and five players and three management, that's 10 players. That's 15% off if you guys all sign up together. So the opportunities are out there, but there is limited space, and I will emphasize limited space, you know. But, you know, I got updates. Again, my computer's down where I do all my updates, and I had left my thumb drive in my office at work, and it's been here for 2 weeks, so I have not been able to update, but I will be taking it with me this evening. So I will be updating the website at womensfootballcamp.com. It has all the information on there. A question was asked in the Enterprise. If you go to the register page, and you go down to where it says Enterprise, and it talks about Women's Football Camp and Conference Special, just click the logo above. Once you click that, that's all the information you need to know. It automatically goes to the discount for the Women's Football Camp and Conference. So you don't need no special code or anything of that nature. You just need to know where you're going to pick up your car. And most of you guys are going to pick them up from the airport. So just put in airport. It already has a discount code involved in it. It's a special website that Enterprise did for us. And you'll get the special rates that are listed at the underneath that banner. So, again, you do not need a special code. I was answering one of the emails that I received from somebody. I forgot who it was, but they were concerned about do they need a special code. No, you don't. And lastly, let's hit the meme board real quick. Let's see. What's going on, what's happening over at the meme board. We are rocking, we are shaking. Four quarter coach lead each and every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Continues, that is. Let's see. I think we got time for one topic only. I don't want the newest discussion. I want the one of the funny things, I hit the video. It's a funny video on there. So you get a chance to go on womenstacklefootballgroup.meme.com. There is a funny commercial. I would love to see one of the teams, if not my team, do a commercial like that to get out there on the internet and also to put on the airwaves of something funny, you know, something something unique about women's football that will get people talking about it. But one of the most popular topics on the Ning board at this point in time that we have not covered would be you know, how many teams have you played for? You know, there's a lot of players out there. I know one player in particular who probably played on about six or seven teams. She's been playing football since 1999. And I know I've seen her all over the chat boards at one time or another, and she's in the New York area. I forgot her name offhand, but I know she's played on at least four or five teams. But the topic was by Sandy. I was wondering how many different teams women have played on, or how many different teams people have coached. You don't have to say why you left the team. I'm just curious the number of teams. I myself have played for the New York Galaxy, the Rochester Raptors, the Syracuse Sting, the Empire State Roar, and the New Jersey Titans. All this with two ACL surgeries, too. So that's a lot of teams, Sandy, you know. And that's, you know, hey, some people play on a lot of teams because one team comes and teams go. You got Coach Evans, who's coached at Notre Dame High School, University of South Dakota, Minnesota Vikings. That's who he played for. He's coached in Helen High School in Iowa, Edison High School in New York, another high school in Syracuse, Bishop London High School in Syracuse, Giovanna High School in New York, Yanktown College, University of South Dakota. Wow. The New Jersey Titans, the Empire State Roar, that's a coach that's gotten some tread off those tires, ain't it? You got Saucy 78 played for the Alabama Renegades, the Smashers, who folded after one glorious season, and now the Tennessee Tigers. You got Carson, who's played with the Alabama Renegades, and this year with the Tennessee Valley Tigers. You got Dev, who's played with the Arizona Caliente, the Tucson Wildfire, Tucson Venom, and the Phoenix Prowlers. You got Heidi, who's played for the Dream, and then went on to play for the Clarksville Fox. You got Sheila Braxton, who's played with the Toledo Spitfire, the NWSA, Detroit Predators, the IWFL, the Toledo Reign of the WPFL, and the Atlanta Explosion. So, again, you got people who've just been all over the place, you know, and it's because it's the love of football. It's the love of the game. It's what they want, you guys. So, again, that's a hot topic over on the Neen board. It's a hot topic on the Neen board. What team have you played for? What team have you coached? What teams have you owned? What teams have you been part of management? Get on the Neen board. Let us know. Talk about it. You know, that experience is definitely worthy of having something to say. Oh, man, is that time? Is it that time of the night? Is it time to go? Oh, no, you just rocking it 4 quarters with Coach Lee. That's all we're doing here on Blog Talk Radio. But I'll be back next week, each and every Monday. That's what I do here. That's what I do. I talk about women's football. That's all I want to talk about. That's all it needs to be talked about. You know, I'm not no expert at what I do. I just got knowledge of what I do and what I say. And if I'm wrong, hey, you can call. You can join in. As you can see, you can call in the middle of the show. If you got something to say, just jump on in. I'll stop my brakes. I'll pump my brakes. But you know what? We always rocking it. 4 quarters of Coach Lee. I just got a chance to take a sip of water finally. Mouth getting dry. But I'm loving what I do. You love what I do? It's support. You want to be down with Coach Lee? Then listen to Coach Lee. Like I said, I don't know everything. Well, I know a lot about a lot of stuff. And I just want to share my knowledge to you, your team, your teammates, your coaches, your owners, your management, and the league. You know, hey, because I'm speaking from the heart. And I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of owners. But I'm not one who's scared to hold my tongue. You know? But anyway, hey, I'm going to get up and out of here. I got to roll. You four quarters of Coach Lee here on Blog Talk Radio. I'll see you next week. And I'm out. Peace.